Pick up 40 Chicken McNuggets and Tangy Cajun Sauce at Macca's drive-thru today. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. You're listening to Sports Day.
Thanks for joining us on Sports Day. It has been a big show. Simon Madden joined us. Daniel Hoyne from Champion Data. We went in-depth with the round one action and looked at all the trends and notes that he made on each team, positive and negative. And still to come, Ash Brown to talk all things sport and the media. Jared, the verdict is in for Shane McAdam, who was sent straight to the tribunal for his bump on giant Jacob Weir. He's been hit with a 3-game ban. Your reaction?
My reaction is if they had have used intentional, they would have got 3 weeks. I think they can go harder. I think that the new football department, whenever it's named, they should look at this and have a competition discussion about it and up the ante, get the players involved who, if Scott Pendlebury wants it eradicated, it's got to be eradicated. And hit guys a bit harder, make it 4-week minimum. And, you know, if you KO somebody, then it's 6 weeks, etc. But, I mean, ultimately, he's just got the penalty had they applied intentional.
So those that would say Pickett's was worse and he got 2, you can't really argue with that, can we?
I can't argue with it, no.
No. So there it is. If you want to have your say on
that. Will they appeal, do you think?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. They've gone to the tribunal.
That'd be the only way you could appeal. Like, you gave Pickett too. But, I mean, I thought he was it was impossible to distinguish. You can say he was coming at a greater rate of knots, but the other kid, Pickett, jumped off the air and was like a spear bump. It was incredible.
Mm. Yeah. So that's the news just at hand. Shane McAdam from the Adelaide Football Club has been hit with a 3-game ban for his bump on giant Jacob Weir. If you want to send us a text on that, 0433 98 11 16. And just to recap your initial thoughts off the top, Jared, for those of our audience that are just joining us tonight, Simon Goodwin has made some strong comments. His message to the players is don't do it, don't bump.
Well, ultimately what he's saying is if you can tackle, don't bump. The headline is the bump is dead, but ultimately the bump's not dead. But if you are there to tackle, then tackle or smother. And he could have, as one of our texts pointed out an hour ago, he could easily have smothered and stopped the ball from going forward. And that ultimately is what you're trying to do. You're trying to win the ball back or prevent it going into the forward line. So it's a strong message from Simon. It's very much the right message, but ultimately it will be misinterpreted by those who want to misinterpret it.
All right, a few texts coming through tonight just on Ryan Burton. Really liked Ryan Burton, but who needs another pretty halfback? The Hawks certainly don't. If Bobby Hill's pressure forward is elite and Bo McCreary would be pretty close to elite as well, could we be seeing something pretty special in the forward line for the Pies? Terrific segment with Daniel Hoyne. Fellas, thanks for answering our questions. This one I would like to know how Sydney Swans' Chad Warner rated and how does your Champion Data rate Sydney when continually seem to fly under everyone else's radar? He got the 10 coaches votes, Chad Warner.
So he did.
The coaches rated him.
But he wasn't the highest rated player. It was
he didn't kick it well.
The little left footer, whose name has escaped me.
Yeah. Now I'll get that in. I've lost it as well. Jared. But anyway, we've got Ash Brown coming up on
Errol Goulden.
Goulden, yeah. Goulden it was.
Errol Clearly Goulden. The number one rated player on the ground, only 24 disposals, 13 contested possessions, was able to gain 600 metres plus 10 inside 50s.
Time now for this.